The mediators have decided to adjourn this session so that they conduct further consultations on some of the issues that erupted in this last session. When we started, we went on very well. We agreed on the number of the ministries. We constitute the executive of the transitional government of national unity. We agreed on 27 ministries and 7 deputy ministers. Yesterday, when we sat in order to agree on the draft, the rebels reneged completely from all that we had agreed in Bahrdar, and they insisted they only follow the resolutions of their conference in Pagak.
I also had a chance to speak to one of the members of the delegation of the SPLM in opposition at the negotiations, and he was saying something different. He said that your delegation backtracked on all the things you had earlier agreed on. What is your reaction to that?
Well, of course, that is unfounded. You can even check or counter-check it through the other sources. You can check the former detainees, find out what is it. You can also check even on the mediators.
For how long is this going to continue? Because you have been talking to each other for almost a year.
Yes, we can continue to talk for a year. We can even continue to talk for more. But the main objective is to get a peace, a reliable peace, a durable peace that will not take us back to war. This is the main objective.
Let's just pick it up from there. Your government is looking at getting a durable, sustainable peace process for the people of South Sudan. But this is happening at the expense of people who are suffering. The humanitarian condition is said to be dire. They are saying next year,
your country
is going to face starvation.
It is not the government which is obstructing the peace. It is not the government which is delaying the process. The government had ever been out to reach an agreement within the shortest possible period. However, there is no way the government can reach peace alone without the other party. So the problem is not with the government of South Sudan, but the problem is with the rebels who keep fluctuating on and off every now and then, setting back the record at a time when we move ahead, then they would set it back, and so forth.
And the rebels are also pointing fingers at you, saying that Juba is the obstacle to peace, because they are saying...
I said you can counter-check the report.
Do you agree with people in the region who are saying these negotiations has become a blame game than talking peace?
That is their opinion, of course. But for me, it is not a blame game. We are trying our level best to reach peace. By the way, those who are not on the ground should not pass judgments on issues which they don't understand.
The root cause of this conflict is in power struggle. Do you think it is easier to solve issues of power within that short time when two principals are all fighting for power?
It is not difficult as long as we have, this is why we have created the position of a prime minister. This is why we have decided, we have agreed to create more positions so that we accommodate those who want power, so that we accommodate them, because the objective of the government is not positions, but peace. So we are ready to buy peace at any expense.
So you are saying peace will come by accommodating the rebels?
Definitely. The main objective of the rebels is accommodation. So if it is accommodation versus peace, then we will give them, we accommodate them so that we bring peace to the people of South Sudan.
But is that sustainable? What if there is a reshuffle? If you form a government today and reshuffle in after 3 months, the same people whom we are accommodating will get annoyed and go back to resort to other means.
Well, that is not the case. It is not everybody who is out for that, but these are certain individuals, and if these individuals, if their objective is to be in whatever, then we are ready to accommodate them until we go for elections.